Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl walk. It makes it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain really does love it. The back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for just 16 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized, Psalm 130. In season 4 of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to explore the truth that we are forgiven and free. Lace up and let's go. If you'd met me when I was 20, you'd have met a girl who was insecure and very unsure of herself, full of secrets. And you'd meet a girl who was wondering if she was really loved. I was then a picture of Psalm 130, verse 1. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. But now, I have walked in the forgiveness and freedom of Jesus for many decades. And out of the confidence I've found in Christ, I'm a lot more like the certainty of Psalm 130, verse 8. He himself will redeem you. I felt it, and I know he does. So I declare it every single day through podcasts, books, teaching. I want everybody to know you can be redeemed. I sure like this life better, but I had to go through the progression and learn what was in the middle. Time in God's word, hoping in God's word, waiting on the Lord. Well, today's your final walk. You'll recite 8 verses, Psalm 130, verses 1 through 8. You may find that the Lord prompts you to meditate on any one of these, so just follow your mind where the Spirit leads it. The whole psalm has been pointing us from the cry of guilt to the mercy of God to the hope of His Word, and now to the cross. I want you to be sure of something. When you spend time in the Word, you're not just reading ink on a page, you're meeting a person. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That passage written by John in chapter 1 tells us Jesus is the Word. He is why mercies rise for us every day like the sun. He is why we have hope. He is why I'm drawn to my Bible every day. When I discovered the hope in Psalm 130, I took it seriously. I realized I have two choices. I can live on my own terms, ignoring God's Word, refusing to wait on Him. Been there, done that. It did not work. I kept finding myself in the depths, hopeless, weighed down by guilt and shame, keeping a record of my past. But my second choice, I could choose the better way, to daily wait on Him, to come to His Word every single day, and to know that I need it like we need sunlight to live. I chose the second way. Daily time in God's Word. Night and day difference in my life, by the way. There was before Psalm 130 Dana and after Psalm 130 Dana. And I live now with the warmth and radiance of His mercy on my path. Which option makes more sense to you? Which will you choose? If you want to be in the Word but don't have the desire, I understand. Every now and then I have to ask God to help me. Psalm 119:13 says basically, open my eyes to see the wonder of your word. God has to be the one to open your eyes. Just ask Him. He will be thrilled to answer that prayer. But friend, I beg you, put your hope in the Word of God. You'll find Jesus there. And hey, if you're loving this and you don't want it to end, it doesn't have to if you haven't already done Holy Girl Walk Seasons 1, 2, and 3. They're all available. They're available exclusively at my websites, danagresh.com and mytruegirl.com. And if you want to just use the free podcast, just search Holy Girl Walk where you like to listen to podcasts. All 4 seasons are available. Happy walking, friend.